The sea breeze plays a big role in rain and thunderstorms for the week ahead, as it has the last few days, with some flooding on Sunday near McClenny, Glen St. Mary, down through Stark, and even over toward Gainesville. The sea breeze today will continue to progress inland at a fairly decent clip, like we saw over the weekend. So that keeps I-95 and the beaches in the threat for isolated showers midday, and then inland spots will see the threat for heavier storms as we get into the afternoon and evening, with a few showers lasting into the nighttime hours. But on Tuesday, the sea breeze slows down. It's going to stay closer to I-95 as we get into the afternoon, and that puts I-95 and the beaches in a prime spot for heavy rain and thunderstorms, and it looks like it may sync up with the Tuesday evening commute. Stay tuned to the WOKV First Alert forecast. As we look ahead to Thursday and Friday, the days do look a little bit drier, but there will still be storms around, and they will be heavy at times as well. But the last few days have made up for that wet season deficit. We started June record dry. It was the driest June ever. But we have gotten a lot of rain over the last 5 to 7 days, and we have really made up that deficit. We're always tracking the tropics in the First Alert Weather Center. There are several areas out there. We've been telling you eventually activity would pick up, and it looks like that is happening now. There's an area to watch in the Caribbean, potentially the Gulf of Mexico. Doesn't look like that will impact Florida. There's a tropical wave yet to move off Africa, and there's an area east of Bermuda that does not look like it will impact the United States. Most notably is an area of low pressure in the central Atlantic. This is going to track up toward the northeast Caribbean over the next 3 to 5 days. And this may strengthen to our next tropical depression and potentially the next named storm. If it does get a name, it would be Danielle. But I think this system has a ceiling. There are still a lot of conditions in the surrounding environment that are working against the development of tropical systems. So if this becomes a tropical storm, I think that's about as strong as it could be. As to where it goes, it looks like it is going to stay out over the open Atlantic, but we will track that very closely over the next 5 to 7 days, so stay tuned. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.